This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
We're not going to talk about marriage issues. We're not going to talk about fucking kinks. God, what does that leave us
with?
What
was your last fetish that you came up with over the course of the pandemic?
Kind of.
How does it feel to be put on the spot? Let's hear your answer. I actually want to know.
I almost said it,
I really
though, and
wanna
I just
know.
Don't want to make you guys.
I know. You, kind of, the fact that you're we're going to be sincere.
It's kind of more of like a...
I do want to know.
It's more
no,
of like
really
a it's a very small thing. It's a very small thing. Marika, you can cover.
Oh, giantess porn. Yeah, totally. Shrinking. I know it. I love it. That's
no,
awesome.
No, no,
that's
no.
My thing too.
What
fuck
is
yeah. A fellow shrunk brother.
I didn't
I love
say
it.
Any
Who's your
of
favorite
that.
Giantess? Yeah.
Pulling underwear to the side, and that's it. That's kind of the kink within a kink in a way. So it's like she keeps her thong on and I've got my dong. Dom.
Oh my God.
Johnson.
Pile enters.
Why does it feel like we haven't done one of these in forever?
Did Johnny last and I week. Haven't been here.
That must be it. That must be it.
Oh. I mean, you did it last week, but we haven't been on in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's not really forever.
Yeah. I just... What a sour attitude to bring to the beginning of it. You're not even looking at your monitor.
It's good to see you, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, Marika, you haven't been on for a couple weeks. A lot of comments saying that this podcast not only is bad, but barely exists without you.
How does that make you feel?
Me? I always want to have Marika on it. She just does probably the most work.
No, no, no. Well, I'm talking to someone who's actually contributing to the show.
Marika,
how does that make you feel? Make you feel good?
Yeah, I think so. Like a little concerned. I feel like personally, I don't feel like I bring much to the table. But overall positive, as long as people aren't being mean to me, because I do read all of the YouTube comments, I'm pretty pretty fine.
A lot of people are trying to wed you.
Oh, like that.
Well, if you feel like you don't contribute anything, why don't you hit us with a major keeler?
Oh boy. Be good to yourself, I guess. That's my major keeler.
That's great.
Johnny, we're so almost the same person, man.
Dude, hell yeah. We pretty much are the same person. I'm pretty much going to take over your life at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm officially coming to New York in... 13 days.
Yeah, and man,
so
I'm like,
soon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that soon. It's really exciting.
Dreading it. Dreading it completely.
Dreading it?
Yeah. I'm dreading it so much, man.
What is there to dread? I mean, I'm just going to be hitting you up way too often and being a burden in your life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand that. I think that's kind of why I'm dreading it a lot. So I think there is an agreement.
I
have
that.
The benefit of not being like close to anyone location wise, Johnny, you're like,
and by relation,
you're so, yeah, you're so easy to like convince to go somewhere because you're so central. So,
yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know why it is about people from New York, but they think that 30 minutes is a long time, like, to get from one place to another. I think it takes like 3 hours for me to be like, I don't know if I'll go.
Three like, hours? So Kingston's 2.5 hours from you. You'd drop everything and go up there?
Yeah, if I had like a free day, I probably would.
I guess you're also kind of used to like commuting from Jersey.
Yeah.
I feel like that, hour and a half, you. 2 hours is kind of my like, oh boy.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun.
Nice. The Sopranos.
Yeah, I started watching The Sopranos for the first time.
Do you enjoy
it? Never seen it.
I love it. I don't like that it takes place in New Jersey because it does sort of remind me of Johnny.
Okay.
Interesting.
Already, like, it's so
weird dynamic.
Yes. So non sequitur from the show.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Yeah. It is a little bit not par for the course.
Yeah. Is this the point where you say this is not going how you wanted?
We know all the beats.
Yeah. There's a script, man.
No, to me, I'm trying to, this was one of those weeks where I'm like, let me try and reinvent the show in a way where I kind of bring, instead of sour poison, a new perspective, Jennifer's Body style.
Yeah, great song.
And aged wisdom of yore, depuis toujours.
All right. What's the aged wisdom?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be dispersed throughout the show. Like, I don't have bullet points that I want to just read off. I know that you guys always say that, oh, you just write jokes and then we're just supposed to sit here and field them. F-E-E-L-D. And Johnny knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I want to just interject with actual useful words to hear.
That's a great goal. I love that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Johnny,
what have
how
you
long?
Been up to? No, nope, never mind.
No. What were you going to say? What have I been up to? That's a nice question.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I went to a sake tasting with my roommate and some friends and learned a little bit about rice wine. I don't know what else to say, Johnny.
How did it taste? You went to a tasting. How did it taste?
No. It was sake school. It was sake school. And so you learn about it and taste it.
Is this like in retaliation for Riley taking wine classes? Were you like, I have to one up her?
No, this was something that, so George Saba said, do you want to go to sake school with me on Sunday? I said, what the hell is that? He said, it's before this place opens, an hour before it opens. You can go and taste sake for free and learn about it. I was like, free sake? Of course. Didn't end up being free. Ended up being $32 for 6 ounces of sake total. But it was still fun. I found that I like a grainy, ricey, warmed sake with a milk cream mouthfeel. But if it's a little more balanced, a little more polished, I'll go cold. I'll go cold, and I will fall cold because I've recently found out that drinking alcohol makes me sort of pass out if I have too much of it.
Happens to everybody.
And yeah, interesting to just learn that, right?
Yeah.
Really?
We've had shots together multiple times.
You've had shots in front of me.
Yeah, because you kept buying them for me, and I don't
say
no.
You love to buy Johnny shots.
That was more of an August-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Cold brew.
What's new with you guys?
I was just going to bring up that you bought frozen espresso martinis for the table.
When did I do that? Oh, at Ray's.
At Ray's.
Yeah.
You had too much to drink and you forgot. So you forgot about forgetting.
That was also August-ish.
Mm-hmm. The coffee reminded me.
Yeah. What's new with you guys?
I'm a little shook, if I can be perfectly honest.
Holy shit.
Bomb drop.
I'll wait.
Nice. That was easy.
Sure. Sure. Tonight I am going to a concert version of the musical Spring Awakening with the original Broadway cast from 15 years ago. And I feel like I might cry for 3 hours in the next 3 hours. So I'm a little like crazy right now. I don't know what's going on.
Is that why you have to leave your house at 5?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because I live far and I have to travel far. Bleep that out. Yeah, that's I'm shook by that. Really excited. One of my friends that I haven't seen in a really long time is coming for the concert. And it's her first time in a Broadway theater.
So excited.
Like fans of Spring Awakening around the same time. Mm. It's going to be great.
Where are they coming in from? You didn't say.
They're coming in from Maryland.
Manhasset?
From D.C. Oh.
D.C. for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Johnny, what kind of nonsense is coloring your life?
I got the flu twice. I got tested twice. It was both times the flu. The first time I recovered, I was like, finally, this was right before Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
And then I went out one day for Halloween and then I got the flu again. So I was out of commission for quite some time. But now I'm back, COVID free, flu free. And I probably should get my flu shot just in case this happens a third time.
All of it could have been avoided if you'd just gotten your flu shot. Now you have antibodies for something that doesn't really matter in the end.
I mean, I could get the flu again, that same strain, and the antibodies will fight it.
All right, I guess.
You're not giving me anything.
What is this? I'm not giving you guys anything. I've come up with gold so far. Actual conversation starters.
Yeah, but you said you were going to interject with something positive. I think that would have helped us.
No, you know what? I'm not going to have it. Because guess what? You guys have this expectation of me as a host, and you're kind of waiting for me to come in with the crazy. All I've done so far is, yes, play sounds, but also posit jumping off points that I think are positive.
Give us another
All you asked me was where my friend was from.
I think that's really good.
It's fine.
Jesus Christ. I got my flu shot on Thursday and I tried to get my COVID booster at the same time, but they didn't have appointments available. So I scheduled mine for November 30th in Greenpoint. And yeah.
What was that sound? What was that sound that you just played?
Oh, you mean what, pow?
Oh, I thought it was a wild animal.
It does kind of sound like a cougar.
It was a wild line, so it was a wild whoopow.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
We're also going to have to figure out how to film this if we're all in New York.
Yeah, but
we're
that's
just going to continue being at home.
Well, what do we think of the video episode so far? Because I think that I think 80% of the people like it. I think 20% think the audio version got worse, which I agree with. But my fear is that we're not generating new avenues of revenue.
Interesting. Well, you do keep playing copyrighted music that stops YouTube monetization, like the one that you immediately played in this episode.
Which one?
That, like, truly, like, the 2-second clip that started this. I don't know what song it is, but it got flagged the other day.
No, we didn't. I didn't do any songs. I swear to God. Oh, you mean, oh yeah, the Entourage one?
Yeah.
That got flagged?
It did, yeah.
Okay. I'll cut that out then. I've been trying to not do it. I feel like I didn't do it.
Yeah, you've been trying.
Yeah.
Jeffrey,
I think they're going well. I feel like, you know, I think we've been doing a lot of visual bits, so that probably adds to the audio quality situation, but
yeah. And I already wasn't as well received as I would have hoped on the audio forum, and the second I have is very visual. I'm ready to alienate more people.
Johnny, what's the status with Pretty Whack Industries?
Pretty Whack Industries is currently cooking. They're in the studio
Holy
right
shit.
Now. Yeah.
Who?
Well,
just me.
You physically are in a studio recording, so I guess that works.
Oh yeah, I just spend all my time in my room now.
I spend all my time drinking wine.
So this is a jumping off point,
Johnny. We should do like the shop style interview series at the HeadGum office where we like talk about shit way too seriously. You, me, and Danny. and a rotating cast of way too famous guests.
Wait, the shop, like, where they're all in a barbershop.
Uninterrupted,
and
yeah.
Chopping it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
So instead
we could
of the shop,
chop
it could
up.
Be the shock. And so if for every answer that the guest doesn't do, we kind of zap them with a magic wand.
Definitely illegal. Very bad idea.
Or not a magic wand. What's it called?
A taser?
Not a taser. It's cattle more salacious.
Prod?
Not a cattle prod.
More salacious.
Like a sex toy that is electric thing?
Violet
is that
wand.
What you mean?
Violet wand.
What is that?
It's a sex toy. Oh.
Nice.
Because that, I think, makes the guests uncomfortable in a certain way, and then you basically have to answer the question. So we'll
yeah,
get
physical pain.
Fucking, yeah. Yeah, we'll get Seth Meyers on the show. And like,
can't get him. No way.
What's that?
No way we so could
no
get
you
Seth
won't.
Meyers.
Why'd you say it so matter
he won't
of fact?
Give
factly?
Me the time of day.
He might give me the time of his, out of his day.
To physically, potentially maim him? Of course not.
Not maim, it's all playful. It's all the shock. With Johnny Villa.
I love it now. It's great.
Just needed his name on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we should say that we have a new part-time employee, Gianna Kinchin. Is that a?
Yeah,
never
Kinchin.
Said her last name. Joining us in nary a few minutes here, her HeadGum Podcast debut. I got yelled at via Johnny for not inviting her on earlier. But I didn't
I did,
know she wanted to
but
be
I
on.
Was also kind of drunk, so I apologize for yelling at you.
Yeah, well, it's probably because I bought you 9 shots or some nonsense.
Yeah, so I guess...
Do you guys like bar games? Darts, billiards, etc.?
Not really.
What do you like, then?
Just like
what
at
do
bars
you like?
Or anything?
Yeah, what do you like?
Anything at this
I
point.
I like musicals. I like Formula One racing, which people don't want me to talk about anymore. I like, I don't know,
do you
movies.
Get, do you get blasted at a Broadway show? Because I know they sell alcohol there.
What do you, their tickets are so expensive.
I mean,
and the alcohol is like $30 for like a double shot beverage. But no, I'm not. I normally don't buy drinks unless it's like there's a cup that I want because the logo's on it. But it's yeah. pretty rare that I do that.
Marika, have you ever also, been drunk?
I'm going to say probably no. Probably like close to drunk, maybe tipsy, but not like.
Really?
Not blasted, if as it were.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And Johnny, have you ever done mescaline?
The lettuce?
Oh, wait, no.
No,
I know
not
what that
mescaline.
Is. That's mescaline. Acid.
I think it's peyote.
Oh, peyote?
Yeah.
No, but it's definitely, if I had a wish list of drugs, peyote would be there.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Yes.
I love, let the record show that I do enjoy a good hallucinogen.
That's cool.
Let yeah. the record show.
Ferris, keep this in. I want people to know I'm cool.
Yeah. I'm going to get you arrested somehow just from that admission, which I don't even think is illegal to say.
Damn, Officer, I was just Daniel. Trying to be cool.
We should take a quick break, but we'll be right back after a couple of weird video ads where I have to talk directly to camera by myself. Oh, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Und wir back.
That's
nice. German.
Uh-huh.
For what?
What do you mean for what? For this? This is fucking work at this point, man.
Oh, I thought this was the next segment you called Und wir back.
Oh, no, I was saying and we're back.
Oh, okay.
The
German is rusty.
We should get into our... That won't get flagged. Bond of the week. Absolutely Bond of the week. Let's start with Johnny Villa. Who's your Bond of the week? We should say every week until the next Bond is cast, we're going to kind of cast our votes for the next James.
All right. My Bond of the week is fellow short king Daniel Radcliffe. Does he want it? Probably not. But I think he would like it.
Not even love it?
I think he'd have a solid time.
No.
Radcliffe, how rich do we think he is? Do you guys, let's get in here. Hang on. Daniel Radcliffe,
those
net worth.
ABC Family, Harry Potter marathon. Woo! Royalties.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez,
that Equus check.
This is a lot.
That
oh,
Equus
my
check.
God. Okay, over under, how much do we think it is? Over under $70 million.
Over.
Definitely okay. Over.
Yeah, $110 million. That's so much money.
That's a lot smaller than I thought it would be, considering how huge Harry Potter was.
I feel like once money gets up in those numbers, I lose all sense of what anything means.
Yeah, you know, like, what's $110 million
to small,
$500?
But it's so much money.
It's so fucking much money. Yeah, wow. That's what I need to do. I need to fucking, like, book a tentpole franchise leading role or some bullshit.
Are you going out for, like, Marvel stuff?
I went out for one Marvel series.
Can you say what it was?
Was it... Who's in Ms. Marvel?
Was
that it?
Yeah, it's Ms. Marvel.
No, the actor. Yeah, it was Ms. Marvel.
I don't know her name. Yeah. Nice.
But sometimes they send me out for things where I have to be Armenian, and I'm like, I don't think I look Armenian enough, and I can't pronounce these words. Which is kind of a dead giveaway. Full steam ahead. Almost
my Bond
half
of
hour.
The week.
Yes.
Since he's having a little moment, I'm going to go with Barry Keoghan.
He's not, because we don't know who that is.
He is.
Barry
he
Keoghan?
Is having a, yes. He was in Dunk. Most recently, he was in The Eternals. He's like the...
Oh, this is like Harry Styles guy.
Sure. I don't know what that means. They were in Dunkirk together.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, Harry Styles is in the end credit scene of The Eternals. So sure.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
This is all over the Twitter sphere.
All over the Twitter. Trending for days.
Is he in it? Is he going to be in a Marvel movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they have like
a... What character?
Eros, Star Fox. I don't know. He's Thanos' brother. That's his character. He did a good job.
I'm not a huge Harry Styles fan, but he did a good job. How are you not a huge Harry Styles fan?
As a diehard Big Time Rush stan, I was constantly mad at One Direction. So I just didn't care when they were a band. And, you know, he's doing a good job. I have nothing against him in his little solo career. He seems like a nice lad.
I'm seeing him on Friday at the Forum. I can't be more excited. Couldn't be. I got some high-waisted pants for it.
Yeah, it's from Shein. So that's where everyone's buying their high-waisted pants for the Harry Styles concerts.
Ralph. All right. Vintage Ralph. All right. $24 from eBay.
Nice.
Good deal.
Exciting. Yeah.
Yes, good deal. Yes.
This is like the most energy we've ever given you.
I remember reading a comment about us too, Marika, because I also do read all the comments, and it was a negative one, and I wanted to share it with you. Everybody.
What was it?
It was an episode.
Don't
where Amir
gesticulate
was also
like
in
that.
It.
Your hand's taking up an eighth of the frame.
Sorry, let me pull it back. So Amir was in the episode as well, and Marika, you and I were in the corners of the video, and one comment was, are the people in the corners comedians? If not, why are they there?
Yeah,
that was a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So much classic pain behind the smile of that was a good one.
There's something in my eye. Oh,
my bond of the week is Babe Ruth.
Not British.
Why?
Well, we've established they don't have to be British. What's the difference between Irish and fucking Brooklynese? Imagine James Bond pointing to left field and knocking it home.
Still like baseball or something more spiralated?
Probably more spiralated, but he could still sort of knock it out of the park.
Knock it home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knock it home. Yeah. I think Johnny and my choices were better, but.
Yeah, they were definitely better.
I support you.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And I definitely don't want to put you down completely because we still have 30 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, you do.
I do, but I don't want to admit that. I think Babe Ruth could be a good Bond.
Thank
you. Think about it.
Because then imagine the marketing, because like you have the chocolate bars and it could be like Baby James.
Should we cut this out?
We should cut it out if you're worried about people stealing the great idea.
Your intellectual property of Babe Ruth becoming a dead person, by the way. Babe Ruth becoming the next Bond.
Correct. And then the marketing being mostly candy bar related.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you're thinking about it through a business standpoint.
Yeah. Well, no, I kind of look at everything holistically. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mike Farah, CEO of Funny or Die, but his whole thing is holistic. Holisticism, if that's a word. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I really took that to heart. And maybe this is one of those moments where I kind of impart wisdom, is that if you're not looking at things from not just the front end and not just the back end, but including the back end and maybe even the sides, because those are the chances to really monetize content, then you're not going to become a Daniel Radcliffe type. You're not going to get that 9-figure salary.
I stopped listening when you started, but I'm sure what you had to say was accidentally wise at one point and then kind of trailed off.
Probably.
Wow. Listen, Gianna just texted us in the Slack saying that her computer's still on the reboot. Johnny, do you want to save your segment for when she's here, or do you want to do it now?
We could do the segment now, actually.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so Johnny's going to share his screen. Hopefully this doesn't fuck up the recording.
Yes, I hope. I fucking hope.
We got to go to Bernie's again, guys.
Yeah.
We should.
I mean, Johnny didn't go with us that one time. It was AJ, but...
Yeah, they're kind of interchangeable to me at a certain point.
So,
what the fuck is this?
This is my segment. Jeff, I've actually spoken to you about this over text.
Yeah, it was awful to read.
Yeah, Marika Bubakiki.
Okay.
Bubakiki, you're not giving me anything.
I don't know what to give you. I don't know what to give you.
Okay, perfect. So,
no, it's not what you wanted.
No, explain what's on the screen. Explain what this is.
So, last weekend, I dove into this rabbit hole. And to be quite honest, I want everybody, past, present, and future, to see what's been going on in my hole lately.
So, don't phrase it like that.
Bubakiki is the name. It happened when I was watching a lot of TED Talks. And frankly, this is very, very free game for anyone listening right now and anyone watching. So listen up. So these shapes, if you had to guess which one is Buba, Marika, and which one is Kiki, what would your answer be?
So we're looking at like two different shapes. One's kind of like a star, like with sharp edges. The other one has rounded edges. I'm going to say rounded is Buba, Kiki is the sharp edges.
Yes, so exactly. What?
So what?
This I also is fucking love interesting. This drafting paper background of this presentation.
This isn't a blueprint to anything meaningful.
Don't speak so soon because this is brilliant, in my opinion.
Yes, in your opinion.
So yes, you're exactly right. But the most interesting thing about this is that across all languages and cultures, people think the same exact thing of the pointy shape being Kiki and the rounded shape being Buba. It's a social phenomenon that has been studied by psychologists. Now, here's where the game comes in. How can we apply this to podcasting? You both
are you
asking
us? So you didn't bring a segment. You brought two shapes, and now you're asking us to pick and shoehorn in something related to these two phonetic words.
Let me finish. How can we apply this to podcasting? You may be asking yourself.
You paused.
I wasn't.
You
I
paused.
Wasn't asking.
That's fair.
I didn't know
fair.
Where this was going.
Well, it doesn't matter because I have a few dynamic duos that I can pull up that'll help us out in figuring how we can apply this to podcasting. So here we have.
Oh my God.
America's lovable oaf, Shrek.
Yes, but it's not the original art. It's some off, literally from DeviantArt.
DeviantArt. Also, yes. America's lovable oaf, isn't he Scottish?
One, I couldn't get the. I don't have the legal permission.
You don't need the rights.
There, YouTube won't flag that.
I don't. You guys are going to hate
the audio version. It's not even
pictures.
Involved.
God, you guys are going to really dislike the other pictures. Now, using the same criteria of
sure.
Buba Kiki, who is Buba and who is Kiki in this situation?
Jeff, do you want to take this one?
I guess Shrek is Buba and Donkey's Kiki.
Marika, would you agree?
I would agree.
Great.
So
you guys
soft.
Are... Definitely.
So his eyes are haunting.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you, Johnny?
I thought it was the closest representation of Shrek that I could find on
you
DeviantArt.
You definitely didn't.
You didn't have to search just on DeviantArt.
I didn't?
Is DeviantArt, that's like mostly like a anime porn site, right?
I don't think you can post explicit photos there.
Okay.
I may be mistaken.
I don't think you can either. It was
next
kind of
slide.
The
obviously next
hang on.
Slide.
Highlight of it was kind of like in its heyday where all the fan art went.
Yes. Now, to bring it back, you guys are totally right about Buba and Kiki.
We know.
I wanted to say
it's not a right or wrong thing. I thought this was like a mental exercise.
I wanted to say that Shrek grossed $487.9 million US dollars. Now imagine if this Bubakiki was podcast, was a podcast. Nothing. Next question.
You didn't say anything. That was nothing. Oh my God. Also, no photo credit for this one.
Yeah, no photo credit.
I couldn't find the credits, so I just kind of let it ride.
For listeners, so it's SpongeBob and Patrick making out. The first one, SpongeBob's kind of being lifted. And the second one, it's like a post-proposal photo on a beach.
Yeah, and it should be noted that the first one, not only is SpongeBob being lifted, but his shoe is tucked into Patrick's pants and is exposing just the tiniest crack.
Oh,
yeah. See? Yeah, everyone, whoever's listening on audio, get on YouTube right now and check this out. You gotta see this shit.
No, you don't. Spare
you
yourself.
You gotta see it.
When was the last time you guys had sex? Because I haven't had sex in, I think, 3 weeks. And this, even this photo
don't
is making
bring
me
that
horny.
Up. Yeah, don't bring that up looking at these photos.
I have no idea what you're looking at.
No, it's been four weeks.
Booba and Kiki for SpongeBob and
Kiki.
Patrick.
Let's bring it back.
I feel like I might get this one wrong.
Me too.
Patrick is Booba and SpongeBob is Kiki.
I was going to say the opposite.
I'd actually kind of more side with Marika. Patrick being Booba and SpongeBob being Kiki.
Okay.
And guess what? 13 billion in worldwide sales.
This doesn't connect.
These don't correlate at all.
They both are Booba Kiki relationships, and they're both so
rich.
They're so rich.
But
it's rich because of the content.
Movies and TV are different than podcasts, as we know.
So what are you even saying? You want to do an entire Booba Kiki podcast and you think it's going to gross millions of dollars?
What I'm saying is there's so much more opportunity. If we can establish a firm Booba Kiki relationship in this podcast, then we can get rich.
Oh, you're saying one of us has to be Booba, one of us has to be Kiki, and then we'll get rich?
Oh,
I don't even think you know what you're saying.
I think I kind of do. I think I know what I'm saying. Whatever's right. going on.
Please
in this
welcome
brain.
To the show, by the way, Gianna Kinchin.
Yeah, nice live, laugh, love thing behind you.
Very chuggy, very chuggy.
Yeah.
So long.
This is how is this long? Are you just chaining it together?
No, that's how long it is. I just usually cut it off because it is so long. But I figured she would need some time to do what she's doing right now, which is maneuver her laptop and plug her headphones in. Gianna, are you recording on your end? This is crazy.
She doesn't have headphones in?
Are you recording?
No, she has headphones in.
Awful internet connection too.
Oh god.
Welcome to the show. You're joining what is quickly becoming a train wreck. Has Johnny talked to you about Booba Kiki? Okay, so he's showing us photos and we have to basically figure out the relational Booba Kiki to these photos. Yeah. All right,
Will
so Carlton and Will Smith.
Yeah, so why don't you answer this one?
Will is Kiki and Carlton is Booba.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, same.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's kind of a tricky situation.
Not really.
See, the Fresh Prince and his cousin Carlton, his funny cousin Carlton, are also wildly successful and also Booba Kiki. So you guys are right. But this relationship confused me a little bit when I was putting this together. So I took a few pills, and then after that, I realized I could just create a scale that measures all shades of gray in the Booba Kiki dimension.
Oh,
so I put this together.
My fucking God.
It's based on the Kinsey scale of sexual orientation. I don't have to dive into it completely. It's very big. I understand that. But this scale tackles all. from true Booba to true Kiki. And here's where Carlton and Will fall into the scale. Will falls into the pseudo Booba because he has an outward appearance of a Kiki, but operates with very Booba behaviors.
Nothing that you've shown us prior to this, like, proves that Booba and Kiki can be a behavior. It was solely based on looks. You started with
and
shapes.
Phonetics.
Yeah. So this is...
It's also unbelievably open to interpretation. That's the entire interesting part of it, which is why you brought it up in the first place.
Huh.
Don't I stroke your
There's
chin.
Nothing that you can be realizing in this moment.
What you're saying right now is really, really Booba of you, and I'm noticing it.
Can you explain how this is based on the Kinsey scale test?
Yeah, this is way more
just
stops.
A scale. It's just a scale.
The fact that it's a scale, it means I base it on a scale.
Let's do next slide.
All right. I just wanted to relay it back. For every Booba, there's an equal and opposite Kiki.
This is just things you think. There's no facts.
Don't say a theorem without a proof.
Yeah.
This is all the proof you need.
This
guy's
not is just shit you wrote.
Look, the SpongeBob and Patrick relationship, the Booba Kiki there, that's $13 billion. Like, you can't argue with the figures.
No, the show is $13 billion. The show is successful because the content and writing is good.
Okay, so...
Photo or how it relates to Booba Kiki.
Gianna, great photo though, right?
Yeah, I
she agrees.
No. I don't know what's going on right now, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you did join probably 45 minutes in.
I'm sorry. That was not my fault.
Is that the end of Booba Kiki, Johnny? Because we can start with the next...
I'll just steamroll through this.
No,
this is a trick.
No.
There's no Booba Kiki in this one. And guess what? Fight Club actually flopped at the box office on its initial release.
Don't base this on box office numbers.
Well, even Edward Norton went on to blame Booba Kiki.
Edward Norton.
How? I cannot doctor an IndieWire article.
Yes, you can. You match the font, and I know you know how to do that.
Right click, inspect, change the writing.
Yeah,
also, Edward Norton, I would say, is Booba. Can we all agree?
Also, why was he talking about the box office flop of Fight Club in 2019 when doing press for Motherless Brooklyn?
Did anyone see Motherless Brooklyn?
I'm not gonna lie. And I didn't want to doctor that part because I knew that you are.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay, fine. Yeah, next slide.
This is anything!
Oh my god. I spent hours upon
There's
hours
dynamism
slaving.
Between anything that has some kind of relationship.
Yeah, but Booba alone, two Boobas can't activate that same level of dynamism, that sexual chemistry, that sexual dynamite that Booba and Keisha can
sexual?
Offer.
Yeah, why is it sexual?
Nothing you've shown us has related to sex at all. No, don't go
Are
back.
Are you kidding
Do
me?
Not check
SpongeBob out. And Patrick.
All right, fine.
Okay.
You showed us cousins and, yep, okay.
Okay, so rapid fire round.
Monsters.
Mike Wazowski and James P. Sullivan of Monsters Incorporated from Disney Pixar.
Why did you go into such detail of that one?
This is
saying what studio did it. You didn't mention DreamWorks when you brought up Shrek. You didn't mention Nickelodeon when you brought up SpongeBob. But now you're like... These two
this
characters
is made
first
in Microsoft Paint
name.
For sure.
This Booba. Is a beloved children's cartoon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're talking about sexual tension.
Sexual dynamism.
Yeah. That's even worse.
I think that Mike Wazowski is a top.
Powering through.
Next.
My God. Next slide.
Slide. Anywhere you go, at any time in the world, there will be a Booba Kiki. The likelihood is 100%.
Sure. Obviously. Because you're saying this exists to begin with. Of course there's that.
Exactly. So you agree that I am saying something interesting?
I agree with this slide that you said that at any point in time, a Booba Kiki exists. If you're saying that a Booba Kiki exists to begin with, then yes, that's correct.
There we go. Yes, Booba Kiki exists. This is the kind of point I was trying to hammer in this entire time. Said. Oh my God.
You've stumped me. I don't know what to say. Stats. This isn't anything. The second one is
laughs per minute isn't
right
anything
because
at
you
all.
Think any movie is Booba Kiki. So of course it's more than 100 billion because it's
laughter
every movie.
Is just dependent
yeah, but
on
if we can...
who's watching it.
Laughs per minute is not an actual unit of measurement that anyone uses.
LPM. We don't call it at laughs per minute.
You can't
too
just
long.
Put shit on graph paper and say that it's science. You did no research.
You have no proof.
I said no such thing that this was science. This is just pure fact, honestly.
That's actually non-scientific, but worse. I was actually giving you the benefit of the doubt saying you thought this was science. But you're open to being wrong even a little bit.
Your astrological big three in Booba Kiki.
My astrological big three, Booba Kiki?
Yeah.
I think I need a big two.
A big two?
Booba
Kiki. Like Booba Sun, Kiki Rising?
Yeah, Booba Sun, Kiki Rising. But you know what? Like, everybody's been kind of shitting on my segment, which I've prepared tirelessly.
How long did this take you?
This actually took me 3 hours.
And like only like 50,000 people are going
to
see
it,
maybe.
To be fair, he got really distracted looking up SpongeBob art on DeviantArt.
Yeah, that was why.
That took a solid two.
That give was me an olive wrench by saying this is the end of the presentation.
When the world ends, will you be someone's Booba or someone's Kiki?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Just think about it. Think about it for a second. And there we go. Are you happy, Jeff?
So you end. You finally
slides.
End on anything that we
18
can.
18 slides.
My fucking God. How do I make you stop screen sharing?
I can
and
do it myself.
Promo at the end, too.
I had to.
He had to do it.
I mean, I had another segment. We're 45 minutes into this thing. Rika, you have to go.
Yeah, they do need to go soon.
All right, so let's bid adieu to Marika, and then we'll do this last segment. How's that sound?
Great.
Okay, hang on. Let me get something for you to
goodbye,
go out
Marika.
On. Let me get something to go out on.
All right. Oh. All right.
The worst.
Thanks. Bye.
Terrible.
Bye.
Terrible send-off.
All right. Welcome. Sorry. Let me do the fucking... Everybody wants a fucking song.
I don't think anybody said they want a song.
I want a song.
Welcome to Smash or Pass.
Great. Now this is a segment I can get behind.
Yeah.
You guys have played Smash or Pass, right? Where it's like kind of objectifying other humans and just saying like who you want to fuck and who you don't.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. So this is that, but it's going to be about other shit. And there's no right or wrong answers here. I just thought that we could wax. So smash or pass a COVID-19 booster?
Smash.
Yeah. Totally smash.
Correct. Yeah.
You said there are no right or wrong answers.
Sorry, I just that one, there is a right or wrong answer.
Okay, yeah. I would agree.
Okay, how about judging a midwife's decisions outside of work?
I would totally pass on that.
It depends on what kind of decisions. What are we talking about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like you can't know. This is the theoretical midwife, the royal midwife, and so it's like you don't know what their decisions are. But can you even step into the arena of judgment? Or is being a midwife so sacral that it's like
sacral?
Kind of get.
No, I think you can judge her. I'm going to smash on that.
Nice. Nice. All right. What about giving a platform to the unhoused?
Smash.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought Marika would say pass. I actually think that I can speak for Marika. I've known her for 6 fucking years, so I feel like I can kind of speak for her. She would she would pass.
Why would she pass?
Yeah, I don't think so.
She loves hierarchy. She loves social
no
order.
Way.
She loves to have people by virtue or vice, rather, of policy decisions, have I'm people not have human dignity and basic needs.
Wrong.
I find it hard to believe
that you've even spoken to Marika ever in your entire life.
About this?
No, just in general. Like, there's no way. Like, I think, like, you kind of get a gauge on, like, someone's moral standing the first time you meet them, right?
Okay.
And me and Marika haven't met nearly as many times as you and her. And I know that she would definitely smash on this.
Agree.
It's supposed to be fun. Just remember that. Paper Doll by John Mayer.
I don't know that song.
I'm going to pass just to spite you.
That's fair.
John Mayer's hot.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, now that I can agree with. If you had to just like smash or pass John Mayer, that would be
Not what it is. It's Paper Doll by John Mayer. What
about
reality?
We're trying to make it a little bit more we're trying to make it a little bit more fun. Is that all right with you? Or no?
Sound like my fucking dad. All right, what about reality bending aspects of yore?
Smash.
Such as reality bending aspects of yore?
I don't know, man, like the acid tests or like any kind of thing where it's like, you know, consciousness is altered, but, you know, in a certain time period, right? Bicycle Day.
Is this the next one, or is this another example?
Let's move on. This is already, you guys are giving me nothing. What about estate sales to have?
Estate sales to have?
Yeah, or just estate sales, but yeah.
Estate sales I would totally
smash. Estate sales.
Have you guys been to one
deals.
Recently? 100% great deals.
One time I pulled up to an estate sale that was going to open at 11 in the morning. I pulled up at 6 in the morning because it had so much 1960s mod furniture.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to walk out with so many things. Everything was extremely expensive. So I waited there for nothing and I walked out with less than nothing.
You waited for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. That's your fucking jam too. That like mod.
Oh yeah.
Thing.
You don't even give him a smile for that because it's like he makes these decisions that he has to live with, and he's still joyous of bad decision making.
You're not making this any more fun than she was trying to make it fun again.
Childhood journaling.
Smash. Totally smash.
Yeah,
childhood
smash.
Journaling.
I think that's a healthy way to deal with your emotions.
I agree.
As a child.
I agree.
Did you, Jeff, did you ever journal as a child?
No.
Okay. So that explains kind of a lot, right?
Stem cell research or not?
Or not? So we're
like,
smashing
which one
or
are we smashing
this?
Or passing, right?
So it's either to have it or not. And
I
then
guess
smash
I,
or pass. It's supposed to be kind of rapid
either
fire.
To, it's smash. I totally smash.
Yeah, smash. Okay. Stem cells.
That one's tough because passing is the same as smash.
Exactly. That's why it was confusing.
All right. Sexual analytics.
Totally smash.
Smash.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally
smash.
You guys are sociopaths.
I'd love to. We're both from the same hometown. Burlington just breeds sociopathy. Sociopathy.
Sociopathology.
Sociopathology.
Right? Is that what it is? Yeah. We're all dumb.
Yeah, we are all dumb.
Sociopathy? I think you were right.
I was right. It's also, the thing is that weirdly there are people that listen to this show that have real jobs that affect the world in a positive way. And like sometimes we'll say something or I'll say something specifically incorrect. And then like I'll get a DM or somebody tweets at me and it's like, hey, I work in like... research for like XYZ, you're actually completely off base with this thing. And I'm like, you'd work there and you listen to this. I wouldn't trust that. Sexual analytics. So like, basically ranking your sexual partners against each other. I think that that's kind of fucked up because it's not necessarily, it's about sexual chemistry. It's about kind of forging a bond with somebody. If for even
I
one
assume
night.
By sexual analytics, you're describing like a spreadsheet. a sheet that you spread, a spreadsheet about just like minutes lasted, just color coded and shit. That's right. What I wanted.
Yeah. I thought,
but now
you
I
meant,
feel
like
an asshole.
For your own
disgusting performance?
Yeah, for my own performance. I'm trying to get better.
What's the longest you guys have ever had sex?
Johnny?
Because sometimes it gets too long, and then it's like not that fun anymore for either person.
Oh, yeah. But like 30, 40 seconds?
Definitely. Let's move on. What about gatekeeping, beekeeping?
Baitkeeping?
Gatekeeping, beekeeping.
Smash. Did you see that lady on TikTok that was like a fake beekeeper?
No, but that's perfectly pertinent.
Explain
she
this.
She had a bunch of followers and she was like making videos about like she would like have like a beehive that was like in danger or something, and then she would like come up and she would like pull a queen out of her jacket in like a little clip, and she would be like, luckily I had a queen on me right in the nick of time and I saved the hive. And people were like, yo, this lady is a fucking liar. She got like canceled.
I believe
she wasn't
her.
A real beekeeper.
No way.
You saw her? Yeah, she's not real. She's fake.
Oh my god. Damn. My whole world is crumbling before my eyes.
You gotta be more fortified as a person for that to not crumble.
Jesus,
you.
Like
that's like
like that was a that meant like a whole lot.
It
to
shouldn't
me,
have. It should have meant little to none. Market. What about marketing goals / sauce?
Marketing goals.
Smash
slash
or pass.
Sauce.
Marketing goals / sauce. So like you're sitting there, kind of setting goals for Q1, and you're like dipping. Carrots and ranch, maybe.
Oh, smash.
Okay.
Smash. I would smash the sauce part, but the marketing goals I could definitely do without.
That's all right. Basically what I was doing at the HeadGum Live show in the green room.
All right, what about Meals on Wheels?
Totally smash.
Smash.
Smash,
yeah. They're great. You know, you're offering a lot of smashes, not really many
passes.
Yeah,
you are.
All right, yeah. 1977.
Smash.
Well,
actually, let me think
racist.
About that.
We are the POCs in this.
We are.
Yeah,
we had this is an the second all person of color HeadGum podcast episode.
I love that.
Yeah. Gianna, when are you moving to New York?
Gen Z. Oh my god! Soon, I hope. Soon, I hope. But I give me money. I'm gonna plug my GoFundMe. My move to New York.
Do you have a GoFundMe?
No,
I'll
make
donate
one,
to
though.
It. Because I'm going to New York for 3 months. So
when?
It has to be like in 2 weeks.
Word.
December,
well,
January,
visit.
February, and potentially half of March, hopefully.
I'll take the good old NJ Transit and come
to
visit.
Come up and see us.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is awful.
It is.
Way.
It's oh so awful.
What about but, choosing a location based on vocation? Smash or pass?
Based on vocation.
Pass.
Yeah. Pass clearly because you still live in New Jersey and you work in Williamsburg.
Yeah, see,
Johnny,
I have to smash because that's exactly what I did.
But what if you get a job in like what if you get your dream job offer and it's in like Utah? That's why I say pass.
I'm a city boy through and through.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say pass.
Exactly. I'd have to.
So you wouldn't even move somewhere that you don't like for your absolute dream job?
I don't think I would. If it was somewhere really, truly awful.
But you have to. I feel like you have to look at it in a certain way where like, okay, you're there for 2 years, maybe even a year and a half. And then you have that experience under your belt that the next job you get to go back to New York or some nonsense.
Okay. Maybe I'll smash this. You kind of convinced me.
Wow. Major Keeler, be open to changing opinions. All right. We got two more. Let's get through these.
Okay, let's
sacral.
Do it. Get through it, I said.
Sacral river blessings. So sort of druidry in a way.
Druidry.
Setting Mother Earth like a table and blessing her most life-giving substance.
That sounds like an amazing thing. I would totally smash.
Yeah, I guess smash.
Yeah, Mother Earth.
Father Sky. grandmothers and grandfathers. Yes.
Grandfather
I
dirt.
I love that. Grandfather dirt.
All right, let's round it out. The Joe Bros chastity promise.
That.
Oh,
I'll
smash.
Have to pass on. I'll have to pass
what?
On that one. Because it was a trick. It was definitely a trick question because it's chastity. I'm going to have to pass on it.
Okay.
Because I'm fulfilling their wishes of chastity.
Okay.
They also were like not that. Chaste when they had those. 100% they weren't.
No, they weren't.
Ferris, cut this out.
Cut out the whole Taylor Swift part.
The whole segment. Cut out the whole segment because it wasn't good because of Johnny.
How? I was bringing my regular game. I'm not going to say my A game because it wasn't an A game.
We do have to wrap things up. Plugs. What do you guys got?
Gianna, why don't you go first?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Gianna, G-I-O-N-N-A.
It's the sickest Instagram handle.
Thank you so much. Everyone says that to me. But yeah, I mean, that's all I got. Just follow me on Instagram. Run it up. Tell me I'm hot. I love that shit.
Oh my God.
You don't know what you're doing.
You're an egomaniac.
I don't. Johnny.
Follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. One of these days I'll change it, but we'll figure it out. Make it harder for everyone to find me.
Is Johnny Villa not available?
Johnny Villa is not available. I was thinking, hey, J Ville, but I already snagged that. So don't nobody get wise and try to snag that one.
You have like a saved
get
account.
Wise?
Yeah, Gray K Wise.
Change your entire Gray personality K-Wise. Before the next
Yo,
episode.
Follow Grayson.
Grayson.
Follow Gray K Wise as well.
Yeah.
Change my personality. What an awful way to end this episode.
But we're going to end it there. You can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Gianna, we'll have you back for an in-person episode if you're in New York in December.
Word.
And you'll be there for the full hour of torture.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Listen.
But yeah, we'll see you guys again next week. What do we do? Oh, that's Daz, folks. I mean, we're phoning it in at this point.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And
why
don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.